Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hi everyone, I'm Brianna Contreras, Associate Editor of Managed Healthcare Executive, and you're tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast. In this episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Linda Matthews, President of BioCare, a leading specialty distributor of life-saving therapies. Linda and I discussed the evolution of these therapies over the last decade, and most importantly, how to expand and diversify a healthcare business. Hello, Linda. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you so much. Thank you for, you know, spending some time today on Tuning the C-Suite podcast with us. So to start off, before getting into the basis of our discussion and how to expand and diversify a healthcare business, Linda, can you first just tell me a bit about, your title, what BioCare's mission is and who BioCare serves?
Sure. BioCare, our core business is specialty distribution. And that really means providing high value specialty pharmaceutical products to customers who treat orphan and rare diseases. Our parent company is Vitalant, which is a nonprofit organization. It's a little bit different than most people in the business, but they are the largest blood provider in the United States behind the American Red Cross. Their mission and why they exist is to serve patients. And that's really BioCare's DNA as well. Everything we do is focused on the patient. But a couple of things differentiate us from the other people in the industry. And first of all, our parent company, we provide the raw materials, plasma in this case, for the manufacturers whose products we distribute. We leverage the infrastructure of our blood centers. So one of the reasons we've been able to provide such outstanding service is we piggyback on their infrastructure where they have staff on site 24/7. 365 days a year. So while everybody has 24/7 service, it's not people usually on site. And so we can actually deliver products into the hospital, for example, at 2 a.m. And so we are really truly known. The children's hospitals are the first to call us the high touch people.
Where is BioCare located out of?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. And again, you serve
We serve anybody who treats patients, all classes of trade, hospitals, infusion suites, specialty pharmacy, physician office, et cetera.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we're a nationwide distributor, and we also have a specialty pharmacy, and we're also now just launching a 3PL. So again, as our customers have come to us and asked us to expand the services, they're very happy with what we do, and they keep coming to us asking us for different things. So we're happy to be able to help them out.
That's wonderful. That's great. It's nice to know that you guys are very accessible and available to all in need. So it was shared with me that you've been with BioCare for nearly 20 years. Mm-hmm. So can you maybe share, how have you seen the healthcare industry and your business change and evolve over the years?
Yeah, I think particularly in the last 10 years, there's been a real shift from standard pharmaceuticals into specialty pharmaceuticals. And that is really requires a different approach. So historically, the big three wholesalers have been where manufacturers have gone to distribute their products. But these specialty areas are really smaller patient populations with very complex therapies and special handling needs. And so it's really evolved, and they're looking for different partners to make sure they take care of their patient bases.
Wonderful. Thank you. Now, you've been recognized as a transformational leader, and under your leadership, BioCare has seen tremendous growth. So can you share some of your key lessons as a leader?
Sure. I think the most important thing is always to listen to your customers and partners. We have really stayed very close to our customers over the years, and they have been our biggest advocates. So we really understand their needs and what's important to them and what their pain points are. So we have really tried to come up with very creative solutions to meet their needs. And we've done some really great things over the years to help them with their pain points, so to speak. But I think from a vision and a staffing perspective, we try to create a very entrepreneurial environment here at BioCare where everyone has a voice, and we try to find the best solution no matter whose idea it is. So we try to look at the skill set we have, and now we have people from all different sectors of the industry, from manufacturing, specialty pharmacy, specialty infusion, et cetera. So we have a lot of talented staff, and we try to utilize their skills, and but listen to the customer is the key.
Wonderful. Now, what are some ways to drive transformation to expand and diversify a healthcare business?
Well, I think, as I say, culture eats strategy for breakfast. So I think, you know, really creating the right culture. We have people who really care about what we do and how we do it. We have a great reputation for honesty and integrity in the business. So I think with that, we hire really talented people, and we have enough of a diversified perspective that we can do some very unique things. And I think, as I said, our customers have really come to us over the years. They have asked us to do things like they asked us maybe 7 or 8 years ago to create a pharmacy. So they have come to us with their problems, and we have provided solutions for them.
Now, so the basis of, you know, what you're saying is just really communicating and listening to first off your customers, your clients. So would that be probably the biggest takeaway for other healthcare businesses who maybe need to do the same in expanding or transforming the way they deliver care?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the core to finding the solutions to their issues is to really understanding, you know, their business, their needs, and what their challenges are. And so I think being very interactive with them and having ongoing dialogue, not only before you get them on board, but afterwards, to really understand, because things are evolving all the time. So we need to stay very close to them and understand and be forward thinking and be proactive in the kinds of things that we're doing.
Okay, great. Now, as you've mentioned before, BioCare is known for cultivating a culture steeped in patient care and high touch service. So can you tell us more about why that's important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Early on, I have a little sister who was diagnosed with cancer when she was 12 years old. And so I spent a lot of my formative years, my teenage years, in children's hospitals, watching the truly amazing things they do with both patients and their families. And so I think being on the other end of the treatment spectrum, where you're the one that is undergoing that, I think I have an appreciation, a deep appreciation for what excellent service means and how much a difference it makes to the patient. So it's something I've always been passionate about. I've seen it up close and personal, and I've also seen not so good service up close and personal. So I think everything we do, the patient is at the core of everything we do. And so as long as we keep that in mind, I think everything else takes care of itself.
Wonderful. Thank you. Now, before you mentioned offering care, you know, at any time of the day, let's say. So have you seen, I guess in relation, have you seen any challenges, say, for patients like in rural circumstances, like rural healthcare?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know that since the pandemic hit, for instance, we rely on flights, and there are 50 to 75 less flights today than there were before the pandemic started. So, and there's less businesses, you know, even courier business and things like that. There's less options, but we managed to find a way to get it done. And I think being part of a blood bank and having those roots, I don't think there's anybody who understands how to get product to the right place at the right time better than we do. And because we are part of the HHS emergency protocols, we have a little bit more opportunities or options at our disposal. So for instance, the other day we had a patient in rural Mississippi, just to your point, and there was an ice storm and the roads were closed and the airport was closed and everything was shut down. Even the blood center, for the safety of the staff, they had all gone home. So we had a patient who was at the hospital. They had gone through multiple blood transfusions, but they needed factor product and they were in very critical condition. So one of our staff went back into the center. They got the product. The state police met them at the center, picked up the product and got it to the hospital. What normally would have been about a 25 to 30 minute drive was like 2.5 hours, but we got it there. The patient survived and it was a great story.
Wow. That's great to hear. Now to go on further. So looking at the current landscape, what are some challenges and opportunities you're seeing currently?
Well, I think certainly the pandemic has created a number of challenges, right? And I just mentioned the fact that, you know, there's 50 to 75 less flights available now than there was a year ago. But I think this year it's been a lot about keeping our staff safe, keeping them engaged, providing the same level of service. We're all in a new paradigm. We're trying to figure out how to do business remotely on Zoom calls like we're doing now. Right. And really just the overall impact it's had on all of us being separated and not being able to communicate and interact and reach out and you know, touch somebody really. And so it's all of those have been challenges. The weather has been a challenge. The, you know, you look earlier in the year, the level of the pandemic was at its peak in January and February. So all of those have been challenges. But I think just the ongoing changes, the pace of change in this industry is very fast, and it's continuing to get faster. The therapies are getting more complex, and everything everything is a little bit more difficult today. So I think you have to really be on your toes, be on your roller skates, and keep moving fast.
There you go. Now, this may be a bit repetitive into what I just asked, but speaking on the pandemic, obviously how it has put an enormous strain on healthcare alone, have you seen, I guess, further impact other than what you just mentioned on your end?
I think, well, just the biggest thing that we've had to make changes in the way that we operate. We are at the core of a sales and customer service organization, so we're operating a little bit more in isolation than we have. But I think it's really just the logistics of getting product to the right place at the right time has been a little bit more challenging than it has in the past, but we've managed to do it successfully this year. I don't know that I have a whole lot more to add to that.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you. Now, looking ahead, can you share maybe one thing that should be on top of mind for leaders in healthcare?
Well, healthcare, I mean, therapeutic areas are changing. Everything is more custom healthcare these days, right? So for instance, with cancer patients, they're actually looking at the biochemistry of the particular cancer they have and creating therapies that work specifically with that. So I think with gene therapy, with some of the more customized medicine that we're experiencing, I think even just the payer side of that. So with gene therapy, where there's cures, how do you pay for that? And when do you pay for that? Mm-hmm. And so how does the distribution channel change? You know, is that going to be a fee for service kind of opportunity? Are you going to, I mean, some of these therapies, gene therapies are going to be $3 or $4 million. And so who pays for that and when? And so I think the roles in distribution are going to change. There's going to be more partnerships needed to figure out how to accomplish the same things. So I think flexibility, agility, which again is some of our core values, is going to be very important. We have kind of a entrepreneurial group, and we love what we do, and we love being successful. So we have to continue to keep figuring these things out.
Thank you so much. Now, that's actually all I had for you, but if there's anything I did not touch base on that you'd like to share, feel free to.
I just probably want to reiterate that really the patient is at the core of everything we do. And we have a very flexible approach to our customers and their needs. And we pride ourselves in understanding, you know, what they need and providing a solution for them.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.